Time now to look through the window of baseball. We do with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors on this penultimate Saturday. Bruce, how are you?
Good. I'm looking through the window of the Cal football press box over toward the city on a gorgeous day. It's halftime at the Cal-USC game, and your timing is perfect.
Yeah, very good. And Bruce, 13-10, and 13-13. Either Cal is better than we thought, or USC maybe is not as good. How do you see it?
Yeah, a little bit of both. The Cal defense has been the story. It has been all year, and it's an amazing turnaround from last year when they couldn't stop anybody. And here they are stopping a really high-powered offense, and SC is missing a couple guys, but so is Cal. So it's a standoff, remarkable.
How's the crowd?
Good. Looks like 55,000, or maybe closer to 60. I'm not sure, but it's a real good crowd as opposed to these horrible night games we get.
And a beautiful day over there for you. Very
gorgeous.
Good. Oh, I'm glad that you could be there. Well, we've got Dodgers, Giants. When you get to spring training, you have one goal. The first goal is to win the division. The Dodgers got it done. It's hard to say what kind of year they've had, but when it's all said and done, they're going to win 100 games. And I think they've had a terrific year, and the Giants thought they would be in it, and they're not, and that's the story of 2017.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny because it's been that way since, really May. I mean, the Dodgers had that big of a lead, and I don't think anybody thought it would get quite as bad as it did for the Giants. I mean, maybe a few people saw it coming back then. Actually, Brian Sabian said he saw some real trouble signs even in spring training. But, yeah, it's funny, the Dodgers, they've won 5 straight division titles now, but they don't really talk about these last 4 seasons with a whole lot of enthusiasm. And if they were to get knocked off by, say, Arizona in the first round, I mean, you imagine, how do you view the season that they've had? It's been a regular season for the ages for them, despite the losing 16 out of 17. But still, you've got to go deep in the playoffs. They have to get to the World Series. The Dodgers have to get there, or this season's a big disappointment.
No, I agree. It's forgotten if you don't get there. They'll never remember it. They really will. They'll never remember it. You did an outstanding article interview with Brian Sabian this week. I know you got a lot of congratulations for it. What was your take on Sabian and vis-a-vis Bobby Evans, the organization, and how he looks even at the core guys on this team?
Well, he made it clear that Bobby Evans is running the show. Obviously, Brian has input on everything, and his word is still the most trusted in the organization. But he was very honest about how he is enjoying the scouting angle of it a lot more now. Being a general manager is really like a 24/7 deal. You got the agents and the contracts and this deadline and that deadline, the 40-man roster adjustments, checking in with Bochy every day. And it's a full-time job that Bobby Evans is doing, and Brian has really stepped away. But, as I talked to him, I realized I was still at the summit. When you talk to Sabian, you're at the summit, and his input is still invaluable. I think, he did talk about protecting the core, but I think, really without saying so, he was talking about Posey, Bumgarner, and Crawford. I think as difficult as some of these other guys are going to be to trade, and they may not want to trade them, I think everybody else on the team pretty much is I don't know if the word is expendable, but if there's a way to improve the team at the cost of some of these guys, he's going to do it.
Bruce, he said something interesting, and that is something that I have not said, and that the window is closed on this group, that they've really got to regroup and do something dramatically different to get back into it. I always thought, well, maybe that one more year, if they had enough pitching, bullpen, and somehow you can get it done for one more year with these guys. But that's not what he said.
Well, yeah, that's a definitive statement. The window is closed. That doesn't mean they won't come back with, the essence of this team. There's only a few deals they can make. I think they're going to come back with the same rotation, with a fifth guy in there, Blocker, Stratton, or somebody. It's going to be Bumgarner and Cueto and Samardzija and Matt Moore. And I think the bullpen, assuming Melanson and Will Smith come back with adding Dyson, that's a pretty good nucleus there. I think they're looking at the outfield is where it's going to get dramatic, I think, in third base. It's been such a shattering season that you just can't say, we'll come back with the same guys. We're the Giants. These guys are winners, and we'll get right back in the playoffs. That's just, I don't think anybody would agree with that.
I think the power is just the lack of power. And you look at, there are many teams with 200 home runs in this, in the National League. And let me tell you something, the American League is better. They've got teams with, you know, they're just killing the ball. But even in the National League, there are a lot of teams with home runs, and the Giants are not. And I think that's the issue. They have enough pitching. They probably have enough infield defense. But they have got to figure out a way to get power. And I, frankly, I don't know what, I don't know how to do it or what his thoughts are, but that's where it's got to go.
Yeah, I walked out of there thinking that he's going to do something dramatic, but it was hard to put my finger on exactly what. I mean, if they could somehow sign J.D. Martinez, that would be huge. I mean, he would be the right fielder. I'm not sure what they do with Pence, but, you know, you obviously got to go with Martinez if you're talking about the one guy against the other there. He's in Arizona. You know, if Arizona beats the Dodgers, say Arizona goes to the World Series, and they can figure out a way to keep him there and there with Goldschmidt and Lamb and those guys. You know, he wants to stay in Arizona. I'm not sure he'd be that crazy about going to sort of a reeling Giants team in that ballpark. But if they could, I know they're going to be in the mix with him. That's one guy. I think Mike Moustakas is a real interesting guy, a third baseman who he's hit like 37 homers, I think, which is not quite him. He would certainly not do that here, but I think he'd be good for 25. And he's a real good defensive player. He's a winner. He's been in the World Series. He's real sort of Giants material. Those are a couple guys. You know, Stanton, I saw Bob Nightingale wrote that the Giants are the front runners to get Stanton. It doesn't register somehow. I'm not sure how they pull that off unless the Marlins somehow soak up a lot of the money. But boy, the way Derek Jeter's acting, I don't think that, you know, that he just unloaded Tony Perez and Andre Dawson and Jack McKeon. I mean, just why?
And Jeff. Jeff Conine.
Those are big figures there. I mean, you could give them different roles, but to just dismiss them from the organization, I mean, what the hell?
Well, I think it was pretty instructive of how he's going to approach this whole thing. They don't do much, let's face it. You know, it's more like just having people around, you know, as figureheads. But still, they are like the face, you know, the kind of the heart of Jack McKeon is Mr. Marlin. You know,
yeah,
he turned the team around in 2003 and ended up winning a World Series. So, yeah, I thought it's instructive because, look, Jeter has said they want to cut the payroll. Remember, they had the article by Clark Spencer a couple of weeks ago that said we want to go from 115 to 55. Well, that means the guy who's got 56 home runs is probably on the table. So we'll see. What's your take on Sandoval, Bruce? Have you turned on that at all? He's had a pretty good week. And he took Jansen deep last night. He hit a home run right-handed as well.
Yeah, he's done a few things. But if you take a hard look at the numbers, they still aren't good. I don't see that. I don't see him being back with the club in any respect. If I'm running the club, he's gone, 100% gone. It's not the old Pablo. They see that. You know, he's done a few things, but he's not the hitter that he was. He's made a few good plays. I don't think he's the fielder that he was. You never know what, you know, about his weight in the off season. I just think that's too much of the past. And like Sabian said, that if they're closing the window, they got to close it on that too.
All right. Very good. Hey, enjoy your afternoon. Great to have you on, and thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle as we look through the window of baseball. And he's over at the Cal game today, and a very exciting 13-13 for Bruce, and he's an old blue as well, so good for him. And plus, he's on the bandwagon. He is just all over day football games. He doesn't want those 7:30, 8:30 games, Friday night games. He wants Strawberry Canyon on a Saturday afternoon at 12:30, and that's what college football is all about. So he's having a good afternoon today.